Lee Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kyiv authorities say Ukraine's capital has withstood one of the biggest rocket attacks since Russian forces invaded the country nearly 10 months ago, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The administration says Ukrainian air defense forces shot down 37 of about 40 rockets that entered the city's airspace. Thudding blasts and gunfire from air defense systems echoed across the country as authorities on social media reported explosions and missile strikes in the city, southeastern Zaporizhia, and northeastern Kharkiv. Air raid alarms had sounded, warning of the new barrage of Russian strikes that have occurred intermittently since mid-October. A strike on a residential building in central Ukraine has killed at least two people. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida on Friday announced the country's biggest military buildup since World War II with a $320 billion plan that will buy missiles capable of striking China and ready it for sustained conflict as regional tensions and Russia's Ukraine invasion stokes war fears. His government worries that Russia has set a precedent that will encourage China to attack Taiwan, threatening nearby Japanese islands, disrupting supplies of advanced semiconductors, and putting a potential stranglehold on sea lanes that supply Middle East oil. German police say a huge aquarium in the center of Berlin has burst, causing a wave of devastation in and around the Sea of Life tourist attraction. Berlin's fire service said two people were slightly injured when 1 million liters of water poured out of the tank shortly before 6 a.m. on Friday. This is VOA News. Peru's Supreme Court is keeping former President Pedro Castillo behind bars during 18 months of pretrial detention after the ex-leader was ousted last week by lawmakers and arrested on rebellion charges. Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley Watson reports.
Protesters across the country have reacted angrily to his removal from office, and authorities say at least 15 people have been killed. Demonstrators also continue to block roads in support of the impeached former president. Just a day earlier, the government imposed a state of emergency to try to quell the unrest. The measure grants special powers to the armed forces and police and limits freedoms, including the right to assembly. Late on Thursday, the government imposed a curfew on 15 local provinces, mostly in rural Andean regions.
Pakistan's foreign minister is seeking the United Nations' help in securing long-term aid for survivors of deadly record-breaking floods before recovery funds run out next month. The minister said Friday that UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres had pledged ongoing help for the flood-ravaged country. Twitter on Thursday suspended the accounts of several prominent journalists who recently wrote about its new owner, Elon Musk. Reuters correspondent Francis McGuire reports.
The site's new owner, Elon Musk, the billionaire who has called himself a free speech absolutist, tweeted, "Same doxing rules apply to journalists as to everyone else." That was a reference to Twitter rules banning the sharing of personal information or doxing. Musk's tweet referred to Twitter's suspension of an account called Elon Jet. It tracked his private jet in real time using data available in the public domain. Musk had threatened legal action against the account's operator and said his son had been mistakenly followed by what he called a crazy stalker. It was not clear if all the journalists whose accounts were suspended had commented on or shared news about Elon Jet.
U.S. women's basketball star Brittany Griner says she's grateful to be back in the United States and plans on playing again next season for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury. Her comments came a week after she was released from a Russian prison, freed in a dramatic high-level prisoner exchange. Griner went on to say that she wanted to make clear that she intends to return to the court with the Mercury. Find more on these stories and the podcast Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.